All right, just one verse of scripture tonight. It's in Psalm number 95, Psalm 95. And tonight we're having a special testimony service. This is one of the unique services throughout the year where you have an opportunity to stand and to share a word of testimony and thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ. This Tuesday evening service during the week of Thanksgiving can be a real blessing as we just think about what we need to thank the Lord for. And I encourage you tonight, as we've heard Preacher Lashley say so many times, I don't want to hear any sad tales, no sad stories tonight. Just thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ. And just be thinking, if the Lord would have you to stand and give a word of testimony here momentarily. You say, how do I know? All I can say is you'll know. Okay, and you understand what I mean by that. If you sense the Lord wanting you to do that, then you do it. If not, don't. It's that simple. All right? Look at Psalm 95, verse number 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Have you all liked to be shown appreciation to? Would you raise your hand? Sure. Isn't it a sickening thing whenever you do something for somebody and they act like it was your blessing to do that for them? You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm convinced that one of the most disgusting sins that a man can make is the sin of ingratitude. I'm convinced of that, especially to the Lord God of heaven. Because the very air that we breathe is a gift from Almighty God. Somebody says, what do I have to be thankful for? There's a whole lot that all of us have to be thankful for. So tonight I'm just going to pray, and then I'm going to shut my mouth. And I almost said all God's people said, but you know, I hope you won't say amen on that. You might be waving a hanky inside your heart, you know. And if the Lord would have you to speak, let me give you just a word of instruction. We do have folks who are watching live, some folks who may go back to listen to this service. So we have some young men here that's going to bring you a microphone. Please use it, okay? It's not necessarily for the benefit of us in this auditorium. It's for the benefit of those who are listening and those who are potentially watching tonight as well. Okay, so let's pray. And then we're going to have a testimony meeting. Father, we thank You for this service, and we pray that You will be truly honored and truly glorified. May You be praised in everything that's said and everything that's done. And may a smile come to Your face as You listen in tonight. We invite Your holy presence here, and help us to obey this verse of Scripture. Help us to come into Your presence with thanksgiving. May Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. If you feel the Lord would have you give a word of testimony, you stand to your feet. Young men, if you'll just stand and look out with me, and then you can take the microphone to them. Okay, I'm going to have a seat right back there. Evan. Right back there.
I'm thankful that the Lord saved me. He saved me when I was 13, and He's kept me all down through the years. Thankful for this church and for my church family and my family. And I'm just thankful for everything. I'm not going to go without thanking the Lord. He's been good to me. He saved me. He restored me. He's blessed me, and I'm not deserving of any of it. But He loves me, and I just want to praise His name and thank Him. And one day I'm going to bow before Him and thank Him. I love Him.
I just want to thank the Lord for His wonderful grace, that His grace is always sufficient for us, no matter what we go through. And I just want to praise Him and thank Him for His grace.
I can't let this pass me up, but first of all, I want to thank God that this past Saturday, I had been praying for almost 10 years for these three prayers that God answered in one day, and I just want to thank Him for it. One of them was my dad has not talked to his family in over 20 years, and his sister is dying, and for the past 10 years, I've been trying to tell my dad, you have got to forgive, because, you know, God forgave us, so we must forgive others. And he went a year and a half and wouldn't even talk to me. But that year and a half, he told me he's been thinking of all that I've been saying to him. And finally, we were reconciled. And then this past Saturday, he went to his sister's house and bowed at her feet and cried and asked for forgiveness. And my dad is very proud and he's very hard. But God showed me that many times I was weary and I was so tired of over and over praying for this. But I can tell God is working in my dad's heart. And that same day, I went to Cracker Barrel with my mom's family, and the Lord laid on my heart to talk to my aunt and her daughter. And on the porch of Cracker Barrel, God let me lead them to the Lord, and they got saved. And I've been praying for 10 years for that as well. And I just want to thank, there's so many people in this church that when I came here, Miss Peggy Milhorn and my mother-in-law invited me. And I love this church, and God used the Lasleys to teach me so many things about prayer. My mother-in-law used to say he was a prayer warrior, and I was like, what is that? But I wanted to be that. But they gave me an example, and then Bible reading, and how to dress, and Miss Becky took me visiting, and there's so many people that held my rope. So I wanted to thank God for this church and praise Him for answering prayer.
I don't want to be guilty of being ungrateful and ingratitude. God's been so good to me. He's blessed me so many ways. I appreciate Brother Bob and his emphasis with our teens about being grateful, about having an attitude of gratitude. And he was asking them this Sunday morning something they were thankful for, and there was more than one that just kind of, like they couldn't come up with anything. So it spawned an idea in my head in my Sunday school class and in my classes at Boone. I had my kids get out a piece of paper. I said, if you have breathed today, put a star on that paper. If you've got five fingers on each hand, put a star on that. I mean, you can just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And we can't count our blessings like we're singing tonight. We just can't count them. And so many things to be thankful for. And I hope that the Lord will help me to have an attitude of gratitude and not be whining and complaining.
I'm just thankful to the Lord for His good work in my life and just how much He has done for me in over a year. I've been here for a year. Last Saturday made it a year, and I'm just so thankful to God for just using an unusual circumstance to allow me to be here in this church and grow so much and grow it as quickly as I can. And the Lord has shown me through my internship here and even just being being here regular as a member, working on the buses, working Sunday school, working two jobs, just patience, and just waiting on Him and just just allowing Him to just use me in such a great and mighty way, and I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the family I have here at this church and even the family I have back home, because had it not been for people here at this church praying for me and people back home praying for me, I probably wouldn't be here and continuing to pursue God's will for my life.
I have so much to be thankful for this year, one of the big things that I'm thankful for is the Lord taking care of my granddaughter when she had open heart surgery, and thankful for a church that prayed for her, and the Lord just took such good care of her and kept us calm during all that, and I'm just so thankful for that. And I could name off things that would take me an hour to name all the things I'm thankful for. But I was thinking today that the biggest thing that I'm thankful for is forgiveness of sin. Because, you know, somebody can do you wrong and you forgive them once, but they do you wrong two or three more times, you're probably not as apt to forgive them. And I've had to ask the Lord so many times to forgive me for the same thing over and over and over, and He still forgives me. And I'm thankful for that. And thankful for His precious blood that could wash away sins, and nothing else could wash them away. I'm thankful for that.
I was going to say some of what he said about our granddaughter, but I'm thankful for my parents that were Christians, and I'm thankful for that I could hear the gospel. I heard it several times, unfortunately, before I was saved, but I'm thankful that He has been merciful to me. And I was reading in Psalms how His mercy just keeps on going. And I'm just so thankful for that, and that He saved me.
Thank you. Last night I was up at Bristol to Weaver's funeral home for a funeral there of a little church lady that we know well, and at her funeral services last night, just a little bit of a woman, just a little lady, but you know, sometimes dynamite comes in small packages, and that woman really loved the Lord, could sing her head off. She could just sing and raise the roof. She was so happy in the Lord. And I'm just so glad that we know where that lady is today, and so many other folks that we've seen go by the way in this past year. And I'm thankful for the promises of God. And I thought of Isaiah 33:17 that says, "Thine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off." She's seen some wonderful things, that little lady has, and we're glad to know that God gave us promises for life. He gave us promises for death. And, you know, I'm kind of glad that Yogi Berra was wrong, because Yogi Berra used to say, "It ain't over till it's over." And I'm glad that when you're in God, it ain't over, even when it's over.
It's hard not to be thankful, because it's all for naught if it wasn't for the blood. I've been teaching in school the Bible this past semester on family. Boy, do I miss Levi. But he's in God's will. He couldn't be in a no better place. I got to thinking back how we were talking a little bit about this week, how all that come to be. And this church was a big part of that. But it started way before that, in a little independent church in West Virginia. And how we wrapped our lives around that church. We didn't work church inside our life. We worked the church around what we did. And made it be the center point. And how God honored that. We have that opportunity here. There's lots of young families here. And they need to wrap their lives around what's going on here in this church. And all those other things out there that life has for us to do, all those things will fall in place when you put God first. But I'm just thankful that, we've had two good churches in our life. And that's rare. You talk to people and evangelists that come and go and people that come here to speak and they talk about how rare this church is. And it is. And the history that we have here is so sweet. We came here in 99 and Pastor Lazzy was still the pastor. And what a wonderful experience to be under him and now under you, and how all that, to be involved with that transition and how smoothly that, what a blessing that's been. And we've got so many facets in this church here. Different people do different things, and it's all important. You know, God has everything so right in the Bible. You know, he talks about the eye and the ear and the nose and all that being part. None of it's more important than the other. And we all have a part in this ministry. And I'm so thankful for so many people. I can look back and see what people do and the parts they fulfill. And just on and on, you could be so thankful here for the people that are involved in this local church. It is a blessing. It is a real blessing to be here at this point in my life. I'm so thankful. God's blessed me big time.
Brother Jody, I came in here tonight thought I'm just going to sit here and listen to everybody else. But because they've heard me so much around here, and I've enjoyed these testimonies, and the Lord just wanted me to get up. And first of all, I'm glad I got saved when I was 13 years old. And I'm glad for Jesus. He's helped me down through the years. He's a wonderful Savior. But what the Lord mainly wanted me to say something is thank him for his word. I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't started reading after I got saved 2 years later. Start reading that old book through every year. And that's the greatest thing next to my salvation that I've ever done. And folks, if you want to have a walk with God, you're going to have to get in this book every day. And the Lord wanted me to just, I thank God for the inspired word of God. And God has spoken to me many times through that book. And he'll speak to you if you're saved and born again, getting the word, he'll speak to you. Every time I get in the Bible, now sometimes I get so backslid, just like you do sometimes. I can't get anything. But every now and then, I get into it, I read it, or I don't get anything out of it or not. But every now and then, he speaks to my heart through his word. So I thank God for the eternal word of God tonight. I wasn't going to say anything, but the Lord wanted me to say that.
I was first asked to go to Russia in 1992, and I grew up, as all of us in here did, looking at the Russians as our great enemy. And I don't know how many times I've been there since then, but I remember about the second time I met some very dedicated Christians there in Russia. And we would get on a train. Most people travel by train there. You just go 15, 20 miles and get off, and there's a little town there. And we were doing that one Saturday. We'd go from just town to town. And there would be about 25 or 30 of the Russians and some young ladies that would sing. And we had a portable PA system and so forth. And they'd get everything set up, and the girls would start singing. And just within a little while, we'd have a crowd of 300 or 400 people. Preacher Leslie's been there, and Brother Jenkins has been there too. And we know it's amazing how you can get a crowd of people to come and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And on about the third time, we'd done this, and I said to them as we were leaving, I said, "What town is this?" And they said, "It's Dzerzhinsky." Now, unless you're a student of history, you don't know anything about a man named Dzerzhinsky. But he was the one who organized the KGB, which is one of our great enemies down through history. And I said, "Is this named after Felix Dzerzhinsky?" And they said, "Yes, it is." This was his hometown. And I'm standing there thinking, God has blessed me so much. I being in the way, the Lord led me to that place to get up in this town of the man, the birthplace of this man who caused so much torment, responsible for the death of thousands upon thousands of Christians, and led us freely preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in that town. That was one of the many blessings. God is, and Preacher Leslie knows this too, we had many, many opportunities to preach the gospel throughout those regions, and it was a great blessing.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me, you know. Thankful to be born in America into a Christian home where my parents either went to church, they drug you to church, you didn't have a choice. And I want to thank you for the faithfulness they instilled. I want to thank the Lord for the path that he brought us to this church, for my church family, for the people that he's put in my life that's held my rope. I want to thank him for his faithfulness, and even in the how even when we go through trials, he's always there. In the time when you need him the most, he puts his loving arms around you. And he says, "Just hold on, my child." And then the lessons that you learn through those trials. And I just want to thank the Lord.
I just want to give praise to the Lord tonight. It's hard to believe 8 months ago I was in here, lost sinner, and he saved me by his blood. I was just so lost before, and just so thankful that one day I'm going to be in heaven with him, and with all of you all, I hope. And it's just a great church family here. Changed my life for the better so much. It's hard to believe, my whole life I never knew the Lord Jesus. I don't know how I could do anything without him now. So, but I love all of y'all. Love everybody here.
Wanted to thank Jesus for my salvation, and that for all sins that I do, he always forgives me, and he still loves me, and he'll always never unsave me. I'll always be his child.
I'm real thankful tonight. I think the biggest thing that I'm, one of the things I'm thankful for, I'll be 71 on my birthday, and I was out working around the house every day, and I was doing work that I didn't do very well 20 years ago. The Lord has blessed me. As far as I know, He could change tomorrow. He's blessed me with good body strength, good health, and a desire to work and labor for years to come, if as long as I'm able. But I'm thankful that through the good health that He's given me and the strength He's given me, I remember 5 years ago I called on the Lord to let me serve Him once again and to make up for all those years I wasted. The years that I come in here and just sit right here, this location, Sunday after Sunday, and got up and left. Never give out an invitation to church. Never give out a gospel tract. Never give an encouraging word to anybody. And I asked the Lord, I said, will you help me to overcome that, help me to make up all those wasted years? It just seems like as the days goes on, I get stronger and stronger. And I'm real thankful for that. I was reading the verse today. It says, if any man, it's in, I think, 1 Peter 4:11, in the middle of the verse, if any man minister, let him minister, let him do it with the ability that God giveth. Now, I know that the Lord didn't give me the wisdom He gave this gentleman right here. I come in here years ago and took an average Baptist church and turned it into what it is today. He didn't give me the ability that He gave Brother Gary up here to lead singing, sing things like that. In fact, I found that out this morning. We was over at the Gulfy Nursing Home, and I thought, I'm going to sing a solo. And I found out right quick that wasn't one of my gifts. Anyhow, and we got several retired missionaries, not retired, but missionaries has been on the field. Well, Lord didn't call me to do that. And Brother Jack up here taught Sunday school for years, real gifted. He didn't give me that gift either. And that's okay. He don't expect me to do those things. But He expects me to do the little opportunities that He gives me in my everyday life to be faithful to Him. And that's the desire the rest of my life, to use the strength He's given me and what abilities I do have to do them the best I can. I'm thankful tonight for the Lord for His goodness and His mercy to me.
Okay, I'll go ahead, Corky. I'll turn you loose here in a minute. But anyway, I want to thank the Lord tonight for saving me. I was a young boy. I don't know exactly how old I was, I thank the Lord the way this church does things now and the way we handle young people or adults or whoever it is. The Lord saved me when I was just a young boy. But nobody ever took the Bible and said, "Okay, this is the way." And this is what happened to you. And I struggled with that for a long time. But then several years later in life, you know, I was reading my Bible. And this, you know, I was really struggling with that. And that's where I got the answer. And He said in 1 John 5:11 that this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. And I praise Him for all He's done for me. And there's a verse in the Scripture that says, I've had a blessed life trying to serve the Lord. But He said in Psalms 125, He said, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from thenceforth even forever. Now, I'm not sure what that means, all that that means, but I am glad tonight that the Lord promised that He'd be round about me. And He has been all these many years, and I really don't know the impact of that. But another thing I wanted to thank Him for is that not only He's been round about me, but now this year, before another month has passed, My wife and I will have been married 62 years. And I have watched her, and folks, I can tell you right now, you're looking right now for me. This is the greatest Christian has ever been in my life. I've heard some of the greatest preachers that ever will walk on shoe leather in this pulpit and have testified in this church, but nobody has had the impact on my life that this lady had right here. And I appreciate it, and I love her with all my heart. And she has been more to me, she has helped me more than anybody, aside from the Word of God, than anybody that's ever walked on shoe leather. And I love her and I appreciate it with all my heart. And I just want to tell her now, I really believe she's the greatest Christian I've ever known. And I appreciate that. I love her.
I was born in a small town in West Virginia. And thank God, I had a grandmother that was very, very dedicated to the Lord and His work. I can't remember when she didn't teach Sunday school. She had a Sunday school class as long as I know of. And she made sure that all of her children and all of her grandchildren went to the church. She'd say, they opened a skating rink in our town. And oh, it was the hit of the town. Everybody was excited. She said, now, kids, I want you to know you're very welcome to go to the skating rink, but on church night, you go to church first. Well, we understood that. And it was just wonderful when I look back on it to think just how wonderful she is, how wonderful she was for us, and I look so forward to seeing her again. And I think, too, God blessed me when He sent Colby to West Virginia to work, and that's where we met. And we got married, had two lovely children. Yours, it's one of them. And I'm so proud. And I have five grandchildren and five great-grandchildren. And I feel like the Lord has blessed me so much, and I'm so thankful. And especially when we moved here, I don't know when I've ever been to a church that I have felt so much at home and so close to God when I'm here. Thank you.
I'll go ahead and go. This week, I was looking in a cultural geography textbook that I was required to read for this year in school. It amazed me that statistics show that 2/3 of the world have never made a phone call. Just a phone call. And that just makes me proud to say that I'm born in the USA. I love this country, but it's not a perfect country by far, but I praise the Lord that He's provided me with the bare necessities. One of the many luxuries.
Came here on Easter Sunday, 1980. Probably the first church I'd been in since I was little. But I came here on an invitation from some people that come to visit me. And to be honest with you, I told a lie. I told them I'd be there just to get rid of them. I think it was on a Tuesday, but Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. I don't believe I got more than 2 or 3 hours sleep the rest of the week because the Holy Spirit was dealing with me. I mean, He was dealing with me. And I told my wife, and it shocked her. I said, we're going to church Sunday. What? because she'd been after me for years. And I said, no, I ain't going. I ain't going to them hypocrites and stuff. But that's what a lost person says. Can't tell you what you preached that Sunday, but I know I was sitting over here. When I come in here scared to death, I've never seen so many people. I think little old bitty churches, but they give the invitation, and I don't know how I got from there to there, but I did. And I've never been the same. And I thank God for Preacher Leslie. And there's another man sitting in here. I won't mention no names, Jack. I'd like to say this to some of these young people in here. Hollywood and all these places wants you to think of them as heroes. I've got a hand here, and I've got five heroes on that hand. And I've been around quite a bit, been in the Army, went through war, lots of things. I got five heroes. Let me tell you, young people, if you want a hero, you find you a good, godly man, and you make that man your hero. You can't go wrong. I got two heroes sitting in here today. If you keep it up, bud, you might make it.
Good word for the Lord. I was saved when I was 14 at the Church of the Brethren in Jonesboro. And those people were so good to me. I could tell you a whole life story. But after I was saved, I just had a desire to go to church. And I had good parents, and they didn't go to church, but they told me right from wrong, and they enforced it too. And I thank God for them. And God's been so good to me. Through Betty, Jack's sister, that's how he got in the picture. They moved over here from North Carolina. And so finally, it took him a long time. He realized I was a girl. And he asked me to go someplace with him, to school or something. And then he went into the Navy, and we finally got married. But God, he gave us children. We didn't know what we were doing. I was 21, he was 22. But anyways, there was a lady in Oak Ridge, and I'll never forget her, Stella Smith. And I visited my friend, and she is at my friend's house. And Stella said we had two children, Emery and Leah. And Stella said, have y'all found you a church yet? And I said, no, not yet. And the Lord bothered me. And she said, well, you ought to come down to Calvary Baptist. You'd really like it. And every time I'd see that lady, she'd tell me that. Well, we finally went to Calvary Baptist. I blame Jack. That's the way the devil works. But the Lord was dealing with me. And one Sunday afternoon, Jack always had a Western thing. It's hind pocket, and he read every time he sat down. So I said, Jack, we need to get these children ready and go to church tonight. And he said, yeah, we do. But he didn't get them ready. And so I thought, well, he's not interested. But then, again, later, I said, Jack, we really need to get the kids ready and go to church tonight. And he said, yeah, we do. So I got them ready, and we went to church. Greatest thing we ever done. We rededicated our life at Calvary. Lita was 9 months old. And Emery was 2 years older than her. And I was really rude to the Lord, because Everything they asked Jack to do, he would do it. He was a teacher, and he led the singing, and he was a deacon, and I had the kids, and every time I turned around, he was going to church, and I was burdened with the kids. It's one of the Lord hadn't taken them from me. But anyways, I got straightened out, and I got involved, and I started in the nursery, you know, babysitting, and the Lord just blessed us. And Jack was going to UT, and then I got a job. I thought I'd help him, and the people at work said, when he gets educated, he'll just leave you. That's where the gun came in. I said, yes, and I will shoot him too. But when he graduated, Emory was in third grade, Lita was in second, and Kathy was in kindergarten, and I just knew. When Eastman found out Jack was a chemical engineer, they'd be knocking our door wanting him to come to work. Well, they didn't do that. We came in, and all I didn't know was Jonesboro. I didn't know there's other places, but we came in, and he went over there, and they wasn't interested in him. So then he got an interview at Hopewell, Virginia, in a chemical plant, and so we went up there. And we went to one church, and it was in the community where we lived, and it was in March, I think, or April, and the preacher said, well, it's getting warm weather, and people like to do things with their family on Sunday night and Sundays, and we won't be having church tonight. And then they said, on Wednesday night, people like to garden. And won't be having church Sunday night. And Jack said, told the families, and we won't be coming back here tonight either. And so we found us a little mission. And in that mission, Jack was teaching, and I was teaching, and he didn't discuss this with me, but anyways, he said, there's a verse in the Bible, and it said, go home and tell your people what the Lord's done for you. And he wrote it. Wrote him back and said they was interested in looking at his resume, and that they would pay for the family to come down. Well, I got to see Mom and my people. Well, we came down. He went for an interview, and they liked what they saw. And Jack said, well, now, if you're interested in us, we got two kids. This was in August. And we have got to get them in school in September, and I need to know yay or nay or whatever. And so he said, you come back in the morning, we'll talk about it. So they offered him a job. That afternoon, we went out, found a place to rent in Inglewood, and moved us to Johnson City. God is great, and he can do all things. And I want to tell you one other thing, then I will sit down. I had a brother, and he wasn't just my brother. He thought he was my daddy. He didn't want me to do anything wrong or run around with nobody that would tarnish my name. And so after we got back, I'd ask him to come to church. Well, he went, and he watched people. And let me tell you, your daily walk really means something to people. Because Paul, he said, he's as good as them other people sitting at church that went and bought their beer the same place he did and get mad at him because he'd come in there. But we prayed and prayed and prayed for Paul. He got sick, and he had surgery. And I really, really thought the Lord wasn't going to save him, but we went up there one night, and he couldn't get up, he couldn't do nothing. And so the family was coming in and out, and the nurses were coming in and out, and we just come home. And Jack came up to the Sitting Bull, and he whirled around, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going back to Bristol. And we went back up there, and he went in and talked to Paul. Paul got saved that night, and he's in heaven now. And I just thank the Lord for it. God's been so good to me. We have all kinds of stories we could tell how he's brought us through, and nobody thought it would work, but it did work. And I think as much of Jack as he does me, maybe more. God has been good to us. We've got four kids now, and our daughter went to British Columbia. They went up there to start a church, and on Sunday, our kids are in church. We don't have to worry about where they are. And Russ was raised on a bus route. I didn't figure he'd ever have a bus route. He loves those kids. And God is just good. If we just get out of the way and let him bless us. So, thank you.
I know that's a blessing to you to be able to hear me a little bit better. Let's take a hymnal and turn to page 166. This is a great, great song. And we're going to finish in prayer here momentarily, just begging God to give us a good Thanksgiving and a Sunday service and bless those who are sick among us and all of that. This is a great, great song. And let's sing the first, the fourth, and the fifth. And just from our heart, just singing this as a worship song to the Lord. It's a great, great song. So let's sing this together, shall we? Brother Gary, if you'll lead us in this, please. Saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin. I obey the Spirit's wooing when he said, "Wilt thou be clean?" I will praise him. Service singing this, praising God, thanking the Lord, So as we sing this, if you feel led to come forward, I want you to do that. We'll close on our knees right here as a church family. Let's sing this together. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the Three in One. I will praise Him. Before you tonight, we want to confess to you again that we need you. We want to tell you from a grateful heart that we are thankful people. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you, dear Lord, for what you have not done. Thank you for what you're not doing. And thank you for what you will not do. We just praise you for who you are. We give you praise tonight and worship tonight and adoration tonight. And I pray that you'll accept it from us. We realize that without you we are nothing. And without you we can do nothing. And I pray for this church family that you help us to be completely unified going forward like a mighty army, telling the gospel around the world. And may you be pleased with us. May you be praised through us. Keep your hand upon this place, and may the power of God rest upon us. I do pray for these special requests, Lord. There are others. You know all about them. But Lord, I do pray for Brother McEwen tonight. Oh God, would you touch him? Oh God, would you touch this cancer in his body, and would you help it to be contained? And oh God, I pray that you will be with Miss Phyllis Reed with her heart troubles. And oh Lord, I pray for others who are sick among us. We think of Miss Woodard. I pray that you'll touch her and help her, and guide the doctors and bless them. And Lord, I pray that you'll help these dear precious people to feel the presence of God, the peace of God. We pray for your will to be done. I pray, Lord God, for Miss Bailey tonight, that you'll touch her and help her, Lord, as she has some cancer she's dealing with. And we pray that you'll wrap your arms around her and her husband and her family. And God, may they feel your presence. And may you give peace and health, if it be your precious will. We praise you today that our hope is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that we who are saved are on the winning side. And we praise you for that. We thank you for that. And we give you honor for it. Bless now during this Thanksgiving season. And may we as your children be thankful every day of life that you give us, and to praise you from the depths of our heart. Bless now, I pray. And help us to be pleasing in your sight. We thank you again for saving our soul and changing our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight, friends. God bless you. If you need to see me, I'll be right here for a few minutes. You are dismissed. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?